Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is an RNZ podcast.
Kia ora, and welcome to Elemental from RNZ, a podcast series celebrating 150 years of Dmitri Mendeleev's periodic table. I'm Alan Blackman from the Auckland University of Technology.
And I'm Alison Balance. In the last episode, we were ranting about radon. In episode 68, we're about to rave about rhenium, about which, as is so often the case, I know very little. Could you please rectify that situation, Alan?
Well, hell, I can try. So rhenium, the name comes from the Latin name for the river Rhine, which was Rhenus. So it has the elemental symbol Re and the atomic number 75, and that puts it down in the third row of the transition metals, sort of towards the middle-ish. So rhenium is one of the rarest elements in the Earth's crust, and it was first discovered by the soon-to-be husband and wife pair of Walter Noddack and Ida Tucker, also assisted by Otto Berg, in 1925. And Ida Tucker, very, very interesting chemist. She is, in fact, one of only four women who have discovered chemical elements. And she was also the first to mention the idea later named nuclear fission. And this was way back in 1934. This was before anybody had really sort of come up with this idea. And she was mostly ignored or mocked by her peers, unfortunately, but she was proved right a few years later. So, back to rhenium, the element. It now, in fact, appears that Noddack and Tucker and Berg weren't, in fact, the first people to perhaps have isolated rhenium. It appears that the Japanese chemist Masataka Ogawa was the first to discover the element in 1908. Now, the reason that he was looking for this particular element was that on the periodic table of the time, there was only one element in group 7 that was known, and that was manganese. Now, because of the shape of the periodic table, there had to be two more. And so he was looking for the second in this group of 3, which is in fact technetium. And this is element 43. And as we'll find out in an episode to come, technetium actually doesn't exist on Earth. So Ogawa had claimed the synthesis of element 43 in 1908, and he even gave it a name. He called it nipponium, when in fact what he looked to have discovered in hindsight, which was shown in 2004, in fact, he had isolated element 75, rhenium, which is the other member of group 7. So instead of getting the element directly underneath manganese, he got the element 2 underneath manganese.
Well, that's a bit unfortunate for him. He didn't get to be famous.
What
are rhenium's claims to fame?
Well, it's got a few, but there aren't too many, let's say. But I think this is a good one, is that rhenium is the last of the naturally occurring non-radioactive elements to have been discovered. Not surprisingly, I guess, as it is certainly one of the rarest elements in the Earth's crust. Now, the metal has the highest boiling point of all the elements, 5,596 degrees Celsius. It boggles the mind that you can heat something up to that temperature and it doesn't boil. It's also got the third highest melting point, and it's the fourth most dense of all the elements. So naturally occurring rhenium is kind of unusual in that it consists of two isotopes. We've got rhenium-185 and rhenium-187. Now, the latter of these is the most abundant of the two isotopes, and funnily enough, it's radioactive. So a little bit of thought about what's going on there. So the isotope ratio, and hence the atomic mass, must then be changing over time because you're getting less and less of the heavier isotope. However, you don't really notice this too much because the half-life of the radioactive isotope is around about 65 billion years, so this particular process won't be happening too quickly. So we said it was rare, and that obviously the reason that it's the last to be discovered, And so it currently sells for around about 4,300 New Zealand dollars a kilo.
Doesn't actually sound too expensive.
No, actually, that's not in the grand scheme of things, as we will see with our next element. Yes.
Yeah. Does it have any uses?
Yes, like many of the sort of the metals from that part of the periodic table, it finds lots of uses in alloys. So it's used in nickel, iron, rhenium alloys, and they are used in jet engine turbine blades because they're strong and they withstand very, very high temperatures. It's also used as an electrical contact material. And very importantly, we've got rhenium-platinum catalysts. So an alloy of rhenium and platinum, and that is used in the production of high-octane petrol so your car doesn't knock. So those are the industrial uses, and possibly it's one of these elements that might be a little bit more interesting in terms of its chemical uses, so for us folk in the lab. So the first quadruple chemical bond was found in the anion direnium octachloride, or Re2Cl8-2-. And that was found in the early 1960s. That was a big deal because up until then, as anybody who's studied some chemistry at school or university will know, you've got single bonds, you've got double bonds, you've got triple bonds, and quadruple bonds were unknown until that time. There's also a local interest point here. So New Zealand chemists were in fact instrumental in finding the unusual structure of a compound with the formula Re3Cl9. And this was also in the early 60s. And this was the first example of what were called metal clusters. And so this led to a very, very, very fertile area called cluster chemistry in sort of the 1960s and 1970s. And I'll throw this one in as our interesting fact of the day. The compounds of rhenium contain the metal in a range of oxidation states going all the way from -1 to +7, which is one of the largest of all the elements.
Go rhenium! Covering a wide possible range of oxidation states, just as the Elemental podcast covers the widest possible range of chemical elements and stories, doesn't it, Alan?
Absolutely.
All of which you can find at rnz.co.nz/chemistry.
And don't forget, you can subscribe to us as a podcast and listen back to all the previous episodes, all the way back to episode 1, which does seem an awfully long time ago, actinium.
We're back next time on Elemental with rhodium going forward. But until then, it's farewell from me, Alison Balance.
And me, Alan Blackman. Bye for now.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.